Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome to another spooky episode. And as you can tell, our theme for makeup this week is clowns.
Hopefully no one has a polarophobia. I'm
I
pretty
don't know
sure
if
it's polarophobia.
I don't know the fear of clowns. Okay, I don't have. They're just people wearing makeup, guys. Okay, it's minus art. So, but we are here, and yes, we are back with a BBB fan story, and we have this amazing guest with us to hear. She has been on our show several times, but now her BBB story is here, and it's long overdue. How are you doing?
Everything's great. Just a bit tired. It's 8 p.m. here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you
Yeah.
again for your flexibility and stuff, and also thank you for your
Anytime, basically,
stuff.
anytime.
I know. I
We
know.
appreciate you.
We appreciate the international differences because yeah, 8 p.m. Yeah, that will do it.
You're a trooper. Thank you.
All right, we'll just dive into the questions. So our first question is,
Okay.
how did you discover Black Veil Brides?
Okay, so I was looking for a band to listen to because I was like listening to my dad's liked songs, basically AC/DC, Black Sabbath, and those bands. And I was like, I need something else, but in the same theme, I guess. So then one day I was scrolling on TikTok and they didn't have their account, but I found an edit of them and I was like, oh my God, they are looking so cool. And like, who are they? So I searched them up on YouTube, and then I saw Heart of Fire in the end and the Scarlet Cross video clip. I think that was the first three that came across. It was in 2020 or 2019, I don't know. And I listened to those and I was like, that will be my personality for the rest of my life, basically. So it was love at first sight. The
That.
first year, I guess.
The fact that you found them on TikTok in 2019/2020, it's like, okay, TikTok, pa pandemic year.
The fun fact, I was at school when I found them. So,
Oh.
not even at home.
No, but that's what's great about a lot of these, like, social platforms is I know a lot of people complain about TikTok, but I feel like TikTok has helped people find so many bands that they never
Yes.
knew even existed, especially when their music starts to trend for like a specific sound or whatever.
For real, like I guess it even helped the artists, I
Yeah.
guess, because like they get more popular even
Yeah.
if it's just one song,
Bizarre and crazy how TikTok
it
and
is.
media mana works to put a spotlight on these small artists.
After I heard these three songs, I just couldn't stop and started to listen to the albums in order,
Oh, in
and
order.
I'm here now.
I
Like from the first and the second album, then President by my favorite, and then
that.
yeah, so that was the case. And I it was the time before the Phantom Tomorrow came out, like it was that year. No, Phantom Tomorrow came out the year after
I think it
it
came out
came out in
2021, yeah.
yeah
Yeah, 2020.
2021. It came out the next year and I saw it and I was like, damn.
So you went ahead and you listened to all the albums in order. Really do love that. So because you did that, what ended up being your favorite song after listening to all the albums?
Nobody's Hero from Wretched and Divine. Because that time I didn't really know English and I didn't really read the title. I just heard like Nobody's Hero, and my idea of this song name was like the hero of nobody's, and I was like, great, because I'm one of them. But after I discovered that it's about like you are hero to nobody, or just like, it was like, oh, that's bad. I didn't know English, whatever, but I like my first idea better.
No, it's very
So
interesting
yeah.
to hear your perspective for a multi-language learner, like you English, and you're just like to okay differentiate, like okay, this is what they meant in English, but this is how you took it when you first.
Yeah. Also, I have other favorite songs. Like, this is the favorite song I have, but there is another part where it is the most meaningful song for me, I guess. It will be a very basic answer. So, Lost It All and Savior, because I cried a lot to those songs, whatever. So Savior is like when I listen to that song is like when they give when someone gets a big hug, I guess, a big warm hug. That song is like that to me. And
Comforting.
Lost It All is kind of have meaning of it's okay to feel bad, it's okay to feel alone, everything's will be fine, you're good. So that two song I love the most. And last year in 2023, November 20th, they played Lost It All in live and I lost it
I'm
all.
so jelly that you were
So,
there to see it.
yeah, I
Yeah,
lost it also. It was
this
like, damn.
is the pun. I love it.
Loved it. Ah, the jelly. So, okay, so your favorite songs are from Wretched and Divine, and I know you mentioned this. So, is Wretched and Divine your favorite album?
It is my favorite album. Like, wait a minute. Where is it? It's here.
Nice. And may I ask, like,
It's
why
the
that one's?
ultimate edition.
Yeah, I have that one too. Yeah. Why did Wretched and Divine, which, why did that one spoke out to you more than the others?
Its vibe is, I think this and the Bleeders Eras vibe is the totally different from their others. Like also Veil is kind of different, but they are in one genre, I guess. But these two are just so different for me, at least. And the movie they did for it, and all the makeup, looks, everything is just amazing. I don't know. I love it. I have a lot of songs from those albums that I love so much, and I completely listen to them over and over and over again. I can't get over it. I love it.
I feel you. Preach, preach. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask you my signature question because I got to
Okay.
know. So when it comes to the OG album, We Stitch These Wounds, and then the
Yeah.
remastered Restitch, which one is your favorite?
It's difficult. For the songs themselves, I like the original one, but there are so, like in Caroline, the guitar solo in the beginning on the remastered version is amazing. That those sounds are just, I don't know, heaven.
Okay, but I like that. So we're going with vocals OG, but instrumental Restitch. Yeah,
Yes. Wow, that's
beautiful.
interesting. Yeah, I think you're the first one who's mentioned that. And now looking back and listening to it, like that kind of makes sense because like the vocals in the first one with Andy are so raw because he was so young. Yes,
And but
and
now with
it's amazing. I love it.
yeah,
It's great.
and then with all of them as a group, like practicing and getting better. They do, and now seeing what they
Yes.
do now, and now with Andy's voice, like the instrumental, beautiful. I will admit that Jake does an amazing job.
100% exactly. As Andy wrote it in the They Don't Need to Understand book, I think that he couldn't make the record that well as he wanted to because the budget was tight and everything. And now, when they could remake it, I guess he was like, do it all.
Yeah.
Go for it, boys.
Yeah, but I mean, a
So.
budget for only $1,000 on the OG, like the fact that it blew up the way it did still
Yeah.
shows the talent that they had at the time, even when they didn't have a
Yeah,
budget. Yeah.
totally.
When your favorite memory with them? This could be something through online, VIP, concert.
It's probably the concert last year. It was, I guess, the happiest day of my life ever because I got a drumstick from CC. I was in VIP. It was my birthday gift for that year. They played Lost It All. It was everything. It was just everything. Everything lined up and everything went very great. Like, and the best thing, Andy said that my jacket looks cool.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, the jacket is it's signed. It's now signed. I can't do anything now. It's signed.
Get VIP with Lossital with the
I know. I'm so happy for you.
Yes. Thank you. I would pay anything to relive that moment for
Definitely
real.
a core memory you will always
Yeah.
have.
Yeah.
This next question that we have for you, we know it can be a pretty deep one, so feel free to take your time. There's no rush during it, but how has Black Veil Brides impacted your life?
Yeah, so they impacted my life the way that now I'm here today, here talking with you. If they wouldn't exist, I wouldn't be here today. In the end of seventh grade or at the beginning of eighth grade when I found them, I was in a very deep, depressing depression, whatever. I got bullied. I had no had I guess one friend or so, but she wasn't really a good friend. I was in depression and I was having very suicidal ideas too in my life. And when I found them, I was like, okay, let's listen to them, whatever. Yes, they are just a band, they are normal, everything. You know, when I started to listen to the albums in order, when it came to Set the World on Fire and the song Savior, I was like, damn, wait a minute. Something is not lining up. They are pretty much like the feeling was like I'm here and the band standing behind me. Basically, that was the feeling that they are close. Very close, and it was so much comfort to me, that song. And then I listened to Wretched and Divine and Lost It All. Everything, basically, it just all the lyricism, all the vocals and the guitars and everything, it just comforted my life. Then I went to therapy, everything went great. Now I'm here, I'm healed, everything's good. I guess I'm still very, very thankful to them for having my life, basically. So when I went into the VIP on the last year's concert, I tried to tell this to them, and the only two sorry
No, you're okay.
I'm a pretty sensitive person, so don't take this personally. So when I went into the VIP room and there were they I started crying. Then I went in front of them and tried to tell them this, that they basically saved my life with their music. This was the two sentences that came out of my mind, that you guys are amazing, I love you guys, and you guys saved my life with your music. And then I almost started crying, and then they started talking. And since I have ADHD, it went great because I get distracted from crying. So it was great. I don't know, I'm just so thankful to them to have them. And I love the way that they are so close to their fans. So I can t send a, I don't know, fan mail to Lonnie and he will respond in 2 days. And it's just amazing. Like, not a lot of band do this, and I'm very happy that they do. They had a lot of interviews and everything that they are like telling people that if you're getting bullied, it's gonna be okay. Everything, stand up for yourself, be yourself. And I guess when I went to my first BVB concert 2 years ago, when I saw the other fans, I was like, okay, this is home. Everything's good. You can dress like this. You can feel like this. It's gonna be okay. No one will judge you. So then after that, I started to be myself, basically, and not to hide anymore. So yeah, BVB basically saved my life and comforted me a lot. And still do till this day. I love their lyricism so much. I cannot thank them enough. So
They're more than just a band. They are such beautiful
they are.
souls, and the way that they're
Yes.
able to just touch fans with not only their music,
Yeah.
but like their personality and
Yeah.
the vibe that they bring online too, I really feel speaks volumes in just the world we live in today.
Yes.
And honestly, I just want to say props to you. I know it's a hard step, and a lot of people struggle to take that step. I did, for just going for therapy, to getting help and stuff, because I know some people look down on therapy and stuff, but no, it does really help, and I know it can be a huge step to take and work through all of the feelings and everything. Trust me, I've been there and stuff. A lot of crying sessions with my therapist, but I'm just happy able to go to therapy to get some help. And
They basically comforted me till the level that I didn't want it to unalive myself, but I didn't know how to live after I was about to die. And I was like, what to do now? I don't feel great. What's the options? Stay like this or go to therapy.
I'm happy, and I hope it's working out and you feel a lot better. And like, again, I'm happy that BBB was there just to be there for you. Their time is impeccable because they always are there for us and stuff. So,
Yeah, they are saviors for sure.
yes,
Oh,
they are
definitely.
100%. And thank you for also being willing to share. I
I'm
know
an
that must have been
open
really
book.
hard, but like, I'm really glad that a lot of you guys feel that this is a really safe space to share that
It
kind of stuff.
is. This podcast is my safe place, basically.
Aww.
So
Well, thank you.
I love being on here. I love to watch it.
Thank
It's just
you.
comforting.
Thank you. No, we're glad to hear that. So moving on, when it comes to tattoos, do you have any tattoos?
No,
Nope. Okay.
I'm 17, soon
Ooh.
maybe 18, but I plan a lot. I have planned two for sure, which will be a lyric part from Savior and Lost It All, the two coming back songs. Also, I plan to have a signature of Lonnie on
No.
my arm, and also a logo from them. I probably that one.
No,
That
no one.
one.
Yeah. What lyrics were you thinking of for Savior and Lost It All?
For Lost It All, it would be I believe that we all fall down sometimes. Oh. And so here my voice reminds you not to bleed. I'm here, a savior. We'll be here when you're feeling alone.
Great reminders to have.
Oh yeah.
Is
Black Veil Bride concerts. How many have you been to and which ones were they?
I've been on two.
Okay.
They only had two in Hungary, and
Right.
I've been on both of them. So
Okay.
yeah. One was in 2020. To June 1st, 1st of June, I guess it was the Trinity of Terror tour, but the other bands weren't here, just BBB. And the other one was last year, where they had Motika and the
Yeah.
Hellstorm with
Okay.
them. I get
Oh
the
yeah.
Motika hat too. Yeah, it was that one. I don't know the name of the tour. Did it have a
I
name?
don't think it had a name. I think it was just BBB
No.
at the UK or some or somewhere.
Yeah.
I can't read it.
I
I don't think
guess.
I think it was the BBB Bleeders sec like.
Vert Tour 2023. I mean, it says on the poster, so I
Oh,
mean.
okay.
Yeah, it was that one.
And I'm sure you're aware of Devil's Night that's coming up here in the UK at London.
Yeah, I am.
I hear it's gonna be really big.
I'm so jelly of
I know, I'm
everyone
so jelly of
going.
everyone that's going. I'm just like, you know
Me
what?
too, for
Scream for
real.
me, take photos for me, do it all for
Yes.
me. Like our friend Katza, who you've met a couple of times here, she's going to it and stuff. And I'm like, take photos
Oh.
for me. I'm
Me
hoping BBB comes around to your area a lot more where you can go and see them or
too.
sections that are closer to you where you can travel just a little bit and not like
Yeah,
those long
same.
distance. So
Yeah. Hope they're coming back to Hungary. I will be in the first row again,
It'd
probably.
be great for them to do more world tours.
Yeah, I would love it.
So when it comes to like the early stages of Black Veil Brides, which one is your favorite war paint when it comes to the guys?
When it comes to war paint, I think Set the World on Fire. That era was
Era was so rebellious.
yes. Like the Legacy video clip is just
Yeah.
they had all the war paint, everything.
They
They
went.
went out for their looks. It was just amazing. I loved it. Every second of it. So
That's
that
awesome.
was, I guess that was the time when they were the most like emo and the most biggest hairs,
Yeah,
face
it was
paint,
like so
everything.
glam
They
rock.
were getting the big
Yeah,
names
glam
for
rock.
themselves.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Yeah,
glam rock.
glam. It was glamour.
So, since you enjoyed the makeup from the Set the World on Fire era, would you say your favorite era of all time would be Set the World on Fire? Or am I wrong on that?
I don't know. I don't know. I think I cannot decide on one because I love the Bleeders era so much. I cannot say
Challenging.
anything about that. Also, Wretched and Divine era, amazing. Again.
I know your pain with that one.
Yeah. That too is just amazing. And Set the World on Fire is also, I love that so much. This is my top three, I guess. From eras,
Russian
I
Define.
cannot decide on one.
Those
You're
are
like,
good.
I'm
I'm just gonna keep jumping
those
through
are good
each
eras to
one.
jump around and have your top three for sure.
Yeah. It's mood like when I'm in the mood, I'm like Bleeders, no.
Yeah.
Set the World on Fire, no. Wretched and Divine.
How's been your experience with the BVB Army so far?
It was great.
That's good.
I'm in a group chat with two or three to them. I love them. One is from, I love her. She's from the UK. We never met. We probably will in the future or not. I don't know. She's so cute. She's such a girl's girl. Like she's hyping me up every time, and I do the same to her too. We are talking about BBBS so much, and I love the part of BBB Army though that I get to talk about my favorite thing with people whose favorite thing is my favorite thing as well, and we can share ideas, we can share experiences, memories, everything. I love it. It's amazing. I only had one person who was a kind of, not kind of,
Bad
creepy
apple.
one. Yeah, but Apple.
Unfortunately, yeah, those are in there,
Yeah.
fortunately, from time to time.
Unfortunately, yeah. Big numbers, that's the rule.
I'm happy you met someone from the UK and you guys are consistently talking and stuff and everything
We
about.
are.
And I do get you meeting someone who loves the same thing and you guys can just talk for hours and days about the same
Yes.
topic. It's different than any feeling ever.
It is. Even though we are not the bestest friends, like I have my best friend, and she's not my closest best friend, but she's my best BVB friend, I guess. Love her.
Yeah, I feel like we're all extremely blessed to have grown up with internet access. Because
Yeah.
of that,
Yes.
we have been able to connect with each other around the
For
world,
real.
which is,
Yes.
it would be so much harder to find other people that enjoy what we enjoy. In our own, countries. So that's why I feel like I think it's really important that we do have an official group page for the BVB Army and that we're able to go
Yes.
in there and chat with one another and really connect.
Yes. Also, if it's not about like personally talking to them, even on online, I don't know. I love TikTok and the Instagram part of the army.
Yeah.
Like so much good artwork, so much like your stuff. I love your stuff. Like everything you do, I love it so much. I don't know. I love the artwork. I love everything. Who, it's just so creative. Everything is just amazing. It's so colorful.
Thank you. Yes, it is colorful just to see other fans' artwork of the guys or just like inspiration when it comes to makeup,
Yes.
outfits, or crafts or so forth. It's just
Or
really
just an edit video
cool.
so others can find the band as well.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
really cool and how creative we all can be, even if our specialty
Yes.
isn't makeup or it's something else. It's like we are showing the passion and loyalty and love for this band who has been there for us. So that's what
Totally.
makes it all
I
very
agree.
special.
Yes.
No, we just need to fix one thing. Online friends from BBB Army, we just need to somehow make the distance closer to us. That way we can meet
Yeah.
in person
Right.
more.
Yeah, I guess. It would be great.
It's just like, oh, okay, you live way over here and I live way over there. Can we just like teleport to like meet one time? It's easier.
Yeah.
We all just need to be put on like our own personal island or
I mean,
something. All of us
yeah, that's
BBB
what I was
fans on
gonna
an
say.
island.
The
Baby
Bahamas or something, like,
gang.
oh, we have all these
Yeah, we'd love
amazing. Yeah.
that. So our last question that we have for you is if you actually have any questions for Ruth and I, and they can be BBB related, but they also don't have to be BBB related.
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
So, how did you? I probably you guys talked about this, or I missed something. I don't know,
No, you're good.
but I have the question of how did you guys got to be the like moderator, I guess? I don't know, of BBB's TikTok, or like you guys did content on there and help the guys do the TikTok stuff. Like, how did it? Okay.
So the truth is, I'm the one who helps out TikTok. Unfortunately, Nicole doesn't, unfortunately. So the story behind that is their social media manager. You probably have heard of this name somewhere. Dan, what's his last name again?
I always say Dan Turf, but that's
Dan
probably
Turf.
wrong. He's got a little
Yeah,
silent S
I
in
know.
there.
Anyway, he is the social media manager for BBB. He works with other bands too. And during the pandemic years, you know, when TikTok was like really, everyone was going in there because everyone was bored.
Yeah.
I admit I was one of those people who got bored. And so I started making some TikTok videos on my own personal account. And I did a lot of BBB related ones just because I didn't see a lot of Blackville Brides ones. And so I would post them on the Facebook page. I don't know if you're part of the Facebook page on BVB, and
Probably.
he saw them and then he messaged me saying like, hey, I like your content. I would really want some help because Blackwood Brides is working on their TikTok. It would be helpful if you can like help me put it all together, post videos or et cetera. And so I just kind of did. And I will admit I was freaking out. My hand was shaking when I got the approval to submit and post the first video of on their TikTok.
Wow.
And I was just
I
like,
can
oh.
imagine.
So I'm like, this is gonna go crazy. Fans are gonna go cr and it did literally. Like, I just saw all these numbers blowing up, and I'm like, ah. So, and like, it's been fun. Right now we're kind of like at a pause moment because the guys are gonna do Devil's Night right now, and then they're gonna
Yeah.
break to work on some new music. So as of right now, it's
Yes.
a pause moment. And
Yeah.
there are times where Dan will set up time with the guys to do some TikTok videos, like. During the Trinity of Terror leg one, I was able to meet up with Jake and CC to do some content of like with them and stuff for their TikTok. So
Yeah.
that's kind of
And I
happened.
have a question. Yeah. I
Oh,
have
sorry.
another one,
Okay.
Nicole. So, Nicole, how long is your makeup takes to do? I love it. It's
Oh.
amazing. How much
Okay.
time do you put in it? Because it has effort in it so much.
Oh,
How much
okay. Well,
time?
thank you. I mean, I thank you. I appreciate that because sometimes I can't lie. I do my makeup and I'm like, I hate it, but I'm glad that you enjoy it. It really depends on what I'm going for, if I'm being honest. Like, if I'm doing like my basic white with dramatic wing liner,
Yeah.
that I can do in like 30 minutes. 30 minutes flat. But if
Wow.
I'm going something that's more intricate, or if I'm doing like everyone knows my intricate, that stuff at max, I
Yeah.
would say an hour. I don't think I really
Wow.
ever spend the longest I've ever done my makeup was maybe an. Okay, wait. The longest one was that Scarlet Cross one. That took me like 3 hours because of all the like
Glitter.
glitter that I was trying to place, and it kept falling off, and I was trying to get it to stay. So yeah, my makeup doesn't take as long as everyone thinks it does. I'm so used to doing it that I'm just,
I
I guess,
see.
quick at it.
I can vouch for that. It
Looks
doesn't.
amazing.
I am a little faster with mine, but like for hers, where her intricate and complex is, it doesn't take her that long. Because like if I'm done, it'll take her like another like 10 or 15 minutes to get done.
Yeah, at max, yeah.
Because when I try to do not even that intricate makeup, just the basic tragic goat makeup, like white base, big liner, everything, it took so long. I guess I'm bad with the foundation because my skin doesn't like it, but even the liner part, it never matches.
Well, I was
My
about to
eyeliner,
say,
I don't know how it, how did I do it.
it looks even,
That was,
yeah.
I guess it was magic or something because it never looks the same. They are
Yeah.
probably sisters, but not twins ever. They're twins, just
Yeah,
sisters.
sisters. No, but I
They
like
are
that.
siblings.
Asymmetrical is always best, I feel. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, I just know with makeup, excuse me, just practice, keep on practicing until it's almost like muscle memory. As the more you practice, like it's like drawing and stuff, it's like, oh, right, BBB, we are here at the fan shout out, and this fan I recently just found last week due to his artwork. And so his username on Instagram is Gray on Cross, but his name is Gray Cassidy, believe it or not. Gray Cassidy. Anyway, I come across one of his artworks that because I looks like he's planning to go to the Devil's Night in the Wembley at the UK. He made this amazing artwork. Aren't you lucky you're a bleeder with Andy and stuff? And I'll post the photo.
Oh, that's
Looks great.
cool, right?
Amazing.
And
Yeah.
I
he
love
also made
that.
one for Creeper as Creeper's performing with them too.
Ooh. Oh, that's
Ooh.
cool.
And
Yes.
Nicole, you're gonna hate him because
Wait, I'm gonna hate him? Why?
he met Papa.
I lucky. So lucky. I want to meet Papa.
Damn.
He met the singer from Ghost, yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
Yes.
When
I was like, as soon as I sound like Nicole's not gonna like this. And his
you
captions
say it, I was
are,
like, "Apple."
yeah, his captions are no words.
I don't. Yeah, literally, I have no words right now either.
I couldn't say anything to that.
So he looks, it looks like from his Instagram account, he does a lot of like just kind of like it almost looks like American traditional style artwork of tattooing and stuff, just in artwork form. So I would definitely go find him on Instagram. It looks like he's going to the Devil's Night and stuff. And it looks like, yeah, he does have an Etsy shop, which I did not know. And a TikTok. What is on his Etsy shop? Please tell me the BVB one's up there. It is! BVB and Creeper, if you want to purchase it,
Yeah.
definitely go to his Etsy shop and purchase it. Yeah, he has a lot up there. I did not know that, so that's cool. So anyway, fan shout out goes to you, Gary Cassidy. Cassidy. So, fan shout out goes to you. Go give him a follow. His artwork is pretty cool. It
Yeah, I like that it's a like American traditional. That I'm
reminds
kind of
me.
like American traditional, like BBB tattoo. Yes, please.
It
BBB Army, that officially wraps up today's episode. Thank you everyone for tuning in and watching. Please tell us, where can fans find you on social platforms?
On Instagram, my account is Moyer underline Dorka. On TikTok, I don't know my username, so I check it one second.
No, you're good.
There, it's
Oh, it's okay.
the
Marjorie's under slash Dorka. Okay.
Yeah.
So you want to follow her? Same username for Instagram and Twitter. I mean, TikTok. Links on below.
TikTok, yeah.
Yes, and Dorka, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. We truly appreciate it. We were so glad to finally have you on. So thank you again for your patience. We do appreciate it. For all fans watching, go ahead and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And remember, there is a makeup giveaway going on right now. So I'm so sorry to international fans,
No, we're
but
sorry.
I know. But go ahead and check out that video. It is going to be on our YouTube channel. You can figure out how to enter into the makeup collection giveaway. We're on all streaming platforms, so you can literally check our podcast out anywhere. And go ahead and give us a follow on Twitter slash X, Instagram, and TikTok.
We are also looking forward for you, Dorga, to join us for another BBB month for the drawing challenge. So
Yes,
that's always fun to
I
do with
will.
you. So we are planning to do one again next coming up BBB month. Not sure what the challenge is. We have two ideas, but we're not sure which one to pick.
I'm scared.
It's always hard to choose.
You're wrong from
You
this year and from last year.
did
I didn't know
pretty
what to expect.
good. Hey, it's gonna work out pretty beautifully. I might get jinxed once again.
Beautifully.
We
Are you sure?
will
Are you sure about being beautiful in these
It's going
words?
to look abstract, beautiful abstract.
Hey, everyone's drawings were so unique though. That's what I loved most about it
Unique.
so much. But
It was unique, for real.
we are looking forward to that as usual for you to join us.
Hopefully this year I also get Lonnie as this year and last year.
We will see. Will I get the jinx again? And you will get the
Yeah.
Lonnie again. Meanwhile, Nicole gets
Hopefully.
everyone. I know I'm
It's
getting like
tradition.
rotating. Yes. But yes, please subscribe to our channel. All our social media links are down below. As Nicole said, we're on everything. And with that, we will see you guys next week for another episode. Till then, goodbye.